The first reading today, St. Paul talks about the case of these people for whom the gospel is veiled. They are not able to hear the word of God. They're not able to see the truth of it, or at least they just don't want it and they reject it. And he said in this case that the God of the world has blinded their unbelieving minds so that they should not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. But then he goes on a little bit later to talk about the fact that we are servants of the Lord Jesus, for God commanded light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts to give enlightenment concerning the knowledge of the glory of God shining on the face of Jesus. In other words, he's saying that there was a time, even for himself, even though he was the Pharisee among Pharisees, even though he was a very religious man, that the God of this world had blinded him, that he wasn't able to recognize the glory of God shining on the face of Christ because he rejected the Lord. He believed in God, he thought he was serving God, and yet he was rejecting him. And so I think he would even say about himself that the God of the present world had blinded him so that he was not able to see. The gospel was veiled even for him. And he talks about that elsewhere when he talks about how when Moses came down from Mount Sinai because he was glowing and that he had to put on a veil because the people couldn't look at his face because he was radiant. He said, but our gospel is not veiled, but we're being transformed from one degree of glory to the next. That's the glory that he's talking about, shining on the face of Christ. But the wonderful thing is that you are a member of Jesus Christ, and therefore that glory should be shining on your face because you participate in the glory of Christ. But we also have to then recognize, for most of us, maybe there was a time when the gospel was veiled for us too. But as St. Paul said of himself, that God, who ordered light to come out of darkness, has shone in the darkness of our hearts. Understand, this is nothing we have done. Yes, we had to cooperate, we had to say yes. We can't take credit for this. And that's exactly what St. Paul is talking about. He's not saying, well, look what I have and look what I've done and look at me and look, I made all this up and I'm coming to you with all. No, he's not saying that at all. He's saying that the grace of God has shown in his heart so that he would be able to remove the veil, so that he would be able to see the light of the gospel and to be able to receive that and preach it to others. That's why he made very clear that we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ. Maybe that for us is a great thing to be able to look at. To be able to ask the question, if the light of God is truly shining in my heart, am I radiating him or myself? If the light of God is shining in me and through me, then it shouldn't be about me. It should be about the Lord. He's the light. What do we have to preach about ourselves? Our sins? Oh boy, look what I did. Yeah, right. Look what I did. If we can glorify God, which is what St. Paul tells us we're supposed to be doing, then we're preaching Jesus Christ. And we all know that actions speak louder than words. So when you're out there in the world and you're preaching Christ, you're doing so more by just living it than by even speaking it. If God has asked you to speak, by all means do so. But every single person must bring the gospel into the world by the way that we live, by the way that we act. That's what St. Paul was talking about earlier in the reading. He talks about They renounce the practices that shame conceals. They avoid unscrupulous conduct. They do not corrupt the word of God, and so on. All these things. So in other words, if we're living upright, moral, holy lives, that's going to shine through us. You might not recognize it happening in yourself, but I can guarantee if you're trying to live that way, everyone around you is going to see it. They don't know what it is. And if their minds are already darkened, if the light of the gospel is not shining in their hearts, they're going to recognize that there's something different about you. Of course, in the worldly way, they'll say, you're weird. You're different. I don't want to be around you because there's something different about you. And yet at the same time, if they're honest with themselves at all, they're going to watch and they're going to really like what you have. But they don't understand it, so they don't have a clue how to get it. But when push comes to shove, when they find themselves in trouble, who are they going to come and talk to? You. Because the rest of the people living in darkness don't want to hear their problems. They don't have the compassion. They don't have the insight to be able to help them. They have no concept of suffering. Oh, just take a pill. Go to a chiropractor, go to a psychiatrist, do whatever it is. Don't bother me. I don't want to hear it. But you have something that they know that they want. And so they will come to you when they're in trouble. Of course, as soon as the trouble's over, they're gone. But eventually, maybe enough times as they keep coming, they're going to recognize there's a wisdom that's there. There's a gentleness that's there. There's a peace that's there. There's a depth that's there. And they begin to recognize at least those aspects of what it is. They still might not understand what it is. Eventually it'll come if they're willing to hear. But they start to recognize that it's more than just you're different. You have depth and you have peace and you have compassion. You have a joy, you have a knowledge, you have a wisdom. All these things that they start to recognize and they desire it even more. That's when the light of the gospel can shine in their hearts. That's when God, who called light out of darkness, can shine in the darkness of their hearts. And it wasn't because you did anything extraordinary. It's because you allowed Christ to radiate through you. The glory of God shining on your face, because it's the face of Christ shining through your face, is what they recognized. But that's also what they need to hear. They didn't come to you because of you. They came to you because what you have is something that they don't. On the natural level, they've got everything you've got. You have something on the supernatural level that they don't have. So it's not you, it's the Lord that is attracting them. It is the Lord working through you, indeed. So they're coming to you when they find themselves in these circumstances. But don't take the credit for it and don't preach yourself, because that's not what they need. They need what you have. And that's Jesus. That's what they are lacking, but they don't even know it. And so we can pray for them. We can help them. We can be kind to them. Just those little things can make such a huge difference in somebody's life. You may not think you're doing anything extraordinary, and on one hand, you're not. But in a world that is dark and cold and hard, have someone who is kind, someone who is compassionate, someone who actually has charity. That's become extraordinary in our world. What should just be ordinary and natural has now become extraordinary and unusual. So just keep doing the ordinary things, but recognize that for a lot of these people, that's become pretty extraordinary. And that's what's going to bring the gospel to them. So the Lord sent out his disciples two by two into all the places that he was going to go. They were supposed to be doing all these things, preaching and healing and all that. You and I are supposed to do the exact same thing, maybe in a little bit different way, but nonetheless, to do it all, to preach by the way that we live, and to heal simply by the way that we interact with other people. If we allow the Lord to work through us, if we allow the glory of God to shine through us because it's shining on the face of Jesus, that's what's going to preach. That's what's going to heal. That's what's going to bring light into the darkness of our sad and broken world, into the hearts of the people for whom the gospel remains veiled.